right, we're here. We're here again. Shut the fuck up. All right. No, shut up. All right. That's enough of that. Here we are, another episode. I feel a lot better today, guys. I got some sleep. And before I go into my weird journey of a dream that I had, it was really cool. But let me go ahead and open up my bottle of tea. That's right. We got another tea review, everyone. We kept running out of teas at work. I never thought we would, man. But here we are. And I haven't been back to the Asia supermarket, so I'm pretty sure there's more there. And I swore I was going to do some Twisted Tea reviews on my vacation, but, you know, I'm in the middle of a lake. I didn't want to have my phone on. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. And I had this tea. I actually took it with me to the lake, and I might have done a review there, but I ended up not doing it. It survived the whole trip. It was in my ice chest the whole time, just hanging out in the bottom. And I said, fuck it, man. Let me bring it to work and finally, you know, enjoy this guy. This is from the people at Pure Leaf. It's a cold brew tea, unsweetened, smooth taste, unsweetened black tea. I'm reading everything on the bottle. Zero calories. Rainforest Alliance certified. It's got the little frog guy. No calories, no fat, no sodium. Pretty much no, less than 1 gram of carbs, so no carbs. No sugars. So eat that. I love it when there's no sugar, because I could just judge a drink based on its flavor, man. Its merit. It's balls. It's gumption. It's spirit, if you will. You start adding sweeteners and sugars and some bullshit, or you try to add something that's a substitute for a sweetener, and it just makes it worse. A lot of my favorite teas are unsweetened. I know. Take my Texas card away. How dare you not drink sweet tea? How dare you? I love sweet tea, man. Don't get me wrong. Did you not listen to the episode where I gave Bill Miller tea a 5 out of 5? So, you know, untighten your panties, all right? It's going to be fine. I like sweet tea. I don't like it too sweet, though. But there's some companies that don't know how to sweeten their tea. It's fucking weird. They throw in some Splenda or some shit or some Stevia, and it just don't hit right. It's like you're putting the fake ass sugar before you're putting the tea. Your priorities are all out of whack, man. You need to get your shit together. Now, me being a tea expert, that's right. I'm a tea expert. I should have my own master class. You know, I'm right next to fucking God damn it. What's that guy's name? Danny Elfman. And Neil Gaiman. And they got a little video of me, black and white. When you're drinking a bottle of tea, you want to open it up and you want to listen to the click. Because the click means everything. And you got some violin. I like my tea. And you got to take the tea and you just drink it and you just go to town. So that's what this is. Maybe I'll just rename the podcast Masterclass Tea Reviews, starring Alan, little old Alan. So I'm gonna take a drink and we'll get into this Pure Leaf gold. It's cold, not gold. Cold brew, ice sweetened tea, blah 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 blah. Here we go. Alright, I had to turn it up, man. Some asshole in a Mustang wanted to just brap all over the fucking street. Real belligerent, man. You're in Alamo Heights. No one likes that here. They're gonna shake their head and say, you need to go see a mechanic. I know a few. Shit, I'm not even from here, and I think that guy needs to get his fucking bullshit check, man. How do you ride around that loud? What does that do? I don't want people knowing that I'm around. The quieter, the better. My engine has a slight clink because I need to, you know, redo the oil and shit. So it goes click, 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 and that's annoying me. God forbid somebody hears it next to me. You want to show up with subterfuge and silence, and then you scare your mom. I mean, surprise her. She's like, oh, what the fuck? I didn't know you were here. And I'm like, hey. And then, you know, my dad rolls up like I'm some stranger. Who's this stranger walking into my land, into my house? Who is this? Speak your name. I'm like, dude, I'm your son. Really? Prove it. And it's a whole thing, it's a whole bit. Every time. I get it, man, I'm not around that much, but I don't want to have to prove that I'm your son every time, you know? It's a little weird. So this tea's pretty good. Sorry, that fucking Mustang guy really blew the fucking show, man. Pure Leaf makes some good tea. Did Pure Leaf do another brand or another drink flavor? I'm really blanking out. The reason I grabbed this bottle, it's a nice, if you can hear it, a nice glass bottle. It's nice and slim, 14 ounce. And it's just straight up unsweetened. It's similar to the straight up tea. It's unsweetened, it's a smooth taste. The bottle's not lying. Expires December 11th, 2021, so it's good. You know, I got it at I forget where, a Circle K, maybe? Some store. Maybe it was a QT, I don't know. Just saw it there. It was a pretty bottle, man. I saw it, I wanted to get it, and that's just how I be, though. I'm sorry, I had Popeyes earlier. I got gas. I guess I like unsweetened tea, which I need to drink more of, because, like I said in the last episode, I'm drinking way too much soda, and it's got to stop, man. My body's really feeling it. By the way, update, I actually did go to Walmart after work and grabbed another 12-pack of Dr. Pepper, so clearly I'm a hypocrite. But, man, it felt really good, you know, waking up. We just got some coupons in the mail. I asked Jeremy, yo, my brother. That's how I talk to my brother, all right? Well, my brother, my cousin. God, I don't really talk to him like that. I said, hey, you piece of shit. What's up with these Popeye coupons? You ass. He says, they're all yours. It's all you. That's all you, player. You don't talk like nobody else. We don't talk like that, all right? I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a bit. It's not landing. It's not landing like Kobe Bryant. I know. That wasn't funny either, man. I'm sorry. I got energy today. Speaking of energy. Let me finish the story. ADD, right? ADOP, OPP, you know me, fucking whatever the fuck, man. Popeye coupons. I was supposed to work in my car, and I had no energy because, like I said yesterday, I was completely fucking tired. I stopped by Walmart, grabbed some distilled water, some drinky poos, and I came home, and laid down. And in the morning, I said, okay, I'm clearly not going to wake up in time. I'm not going to work on my car. It's probably not going to be till Tuesday when I have a, you know, proper day off. And so I said, all right, let me just chill. Let me watch the latest episode of What If. Doctor Strange. It was a pretty cool episode. Very depressing. Very dark. It was cool. Yeah, I think I liked it better than the last episode. And what else happened? Yeah, I'm having this dream, right? And this was after I woke up for a little while, and I was gonna watch some documentary about Metal Gear, the history of Metal Gear Solid. I started falling asleep, so I'm like, alright, fuck, you win. Let me sleep for another hour or so. So I set my clock. But I'm drinking this Starbucks double shot espresso, whatever those canned drinks are, in lieu of a fucking Monster. I bought that instead of a Monster or some kind of bullshit energy drink. So I'm drinking that, and I drink like maybe like a fifth of the can, maybe a quarter. I didn't drink too much. Again, I was too lazy to make regular ass coffee, but whatever. I'm asleep, and I'm in this dream, and I'm at this weird house that belongs to some chick, and I guess her roommates or whatever. And maybe a couple other people I knew were there, and everything was like a shade of blue, and the ceilings had these cool like lights inside the panels, and you could kind of see it through the. It was really amazing. I thought it was really cool, and I wanted to ask the girl in the dream, "Hey, did you do this yourself? Did it come like this? This is pretty cool. I want to put lights inside my ceiling." And in the dream, I just started feeling really wacko. Like, I was so depressed that I had to work. Because in the dream, I was so fucking tired. I guess that carried over. But I kept waking up, right? And I don't know what that fucking... Dude, this GMC fucking car turned and he didn't go inside the little triangle thingy. And he just turned like a dumbass, man. I hope he goes to hell. Him and his wife. Anyway, I'm flipping in and out of this dream. And I don't know what that coffee stuff did to me, but my body was just like... It was almost like it was paralyzed or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on, man. It was just pumping through my veins and my body. And it just... It felt so weird. Oh my God, look at that car! Can you guys hear it? I'm assuming it's a Lambo or some kind of Lambo-esque car. It's like a flat white, and it's got like red and green little, almost like a detail inside the door. That car was Italian as fuck, man. That guy better be cool, alright? Please don't be some asshole who won the lottery, and now you drive that to fucking HEB. To impress your friends. Please take care of that car. Respect what you got underneath your fucking fat ass. Sorry, I take these things very seriously. You see these awesome cars roll up and some douchebag comes out of the door and you're just bummed out, man. You're just bummed out that some poopster, some fucking shit for brains comes out of, I mean, look. Don't judge a book by the cover, right? Maybe it's an awesome character. Maybe they donated millions of dollars to the Museum for Children's Autism and, I don't know, Club Feet or something. I don't know. I'm trying not to judge people. It's 2021, new Alan, new me, whatever. I want to be a nice guy. Lots of things in the works, man. 2021 is gonna be crazy, man. 2022, we'll see. Why am I talking about... Long story short, I wake up. I thought I was going to be paralyzed, not get up. Ended up getting up. Everything was fine. I don't know. I just had a weird dream. It was a weird dream. But the dream before that, I was in my other friend Terry's house. But it was a different kind of house. But it was empty. But it had all this cool architecture inside. It was like a museum or something. And I was like, yo, why... Why is everything empty, man? This is a cool house. Are you moving out? And she looks up with tears rolling down her eyes. She says, "I have to. I can't do it by myself." And I was like, oh man. And I felt bad. And I don't know what was going on in that dream. I don't know if she wanted me to move in or something. Because she wanted me to move in her other house, you know, in real life. A few months ago, I said, man, I already found a new place, man. I'm sorry, I can't do it. And I lived in that house before, and it looked nothing like this house in the dream. I tell you that much. So I don't know what to tell you, man. I just, yeah, that was it. Some good old fashioned dreams, some dream talk on Balls Radio and Balls Nation. So now I'm just sitting here on my lunch break in my little car. Poor car, man. I was driving it through the parking lot earlier because I had to get to the front. And I haven't given this guy a bath yet. He's got berries and shit and muck all over the place, man. I felt bad. I don't want people to laugh at him. See, my whole thing is I don't clean my car a lot. But when I do, it's usually when I'm working on the car. I replace a part, clean up a fucking leak, or check the, you know, spark cables, spark plugs, whatever the fuck they're called. And then when everything's all nice and running, I feel real good. Like, ooh, a new O2 sensor. Pop that baby in there, and it's running fine. And then let's give you a bath, man. Let's take you around the town, you know. Let's give them something to talk about. And I give it a nice little bath, you know. I take it to the local car wash, and it feels good. I don't know, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't want to clean it and make it look shiny and it's still running like shit. Especially if the stuff's pluming out the back and it makes the back window and back door all gunky. I want to fix her up, you know? So that's that. So yeah, this tea's pretty good. I'm already almost done with it. I just need one more gulp. Man, these people freak me out, man. They come into the work. They got their Bluetooth on. And they're always talking about something that's so... It's and I'm not judging them. But they're talking about something that's so important that they got to be talking to someone about it at the grocery store. They can't wait. They can't wait till they get home. They can't wait till they're in private somewhere. They're just in the middle of the grocery store picking up some celery or whatever the fuck. And they're talking about the next deal they're about to land or something. Or how many bits and bobs are selling at that they're whatever the fuck, and it's and I can't judge them. I mean, they sound stupid, but they're getting shit done. No wonder they're driving a fancy car and shopping at Central Market. No wonder. You know, it's I mean, look at me. I don't talk to people. Rarely call people, rarely text people. And then, you know, if I'm talking to someone, it's usually, you know, it's not a big deal, but it's rare. I'll have to be at home or... There was that one time I had a full conversation at the Spirit Halloween store, but... I don't know, that was fun. That was fun. But no, these people walking by, they have their little... This guy had a leather backpack. It was crazy. And he's talking about some crazy shit that I would never understand. And I think that's what it is. I see something like that happen, and I don't want to talk shit because it's just something I'll never understand. It's another world. It's just another whole, like, I don't get it. You know? And that's, I get a lot of that here with our customers. I don't hate them. I get agitated, yes. I want to push them off the top of the building, yes. I want to, you know, trip them with some ice and then they fall and they're like, ow. I'm like, hey, man, you should have looked down. But I don't really want to do all that. Maybe I'm just jealous. Maybe I want to be into something that, you know, wholeheartedly and just balls deep into something that I could be on the phone with someone and getting shit done as I'm shopping for food. I mean, that's fucking crazy to me. But if it happens, it happens. Like, what can I get into? Well, if I'm just doing my everyday errands, picking up some milk. I don't even drink milk. What would I be picking up? Some eggs, I guess. I mean, who would I be talking to, you know? Maybe my, you know, significant other. Maybe a business partner. Maybe I'm talking to Fozzie, you know, talking about our next shipment of mead that we're making. Maybe we're like 2 years deep, you know, we're into the business, you know, we're expecting a new batch of honey to come in. And I'm at the store, maybe I'm at Target, scoping out the chicks. You know, those Target chicks, hey. Hey, shut the fuck up, Alan. Jesus. No one cares. Everyone knows all the cute girls go to Target, alright? You're not funny. Oh, she got me twisted. Okay. No, cute girls are Target, you know. It's a thing. And they're usually with their boyfriends, and they're usually college people. I can't relate to them. I can't relate to these biker people, you know, right in front of me. They all have bicycles. They got their little bicycle outfits on. Look at them go. Wish I could record all this, but you're just gonna have to use your imagination. Oh yeah, look at her, look at that, those two guys, they're friends. And that's another thing. That's another thing I'll never understand. These people take it, they take time of, I don't know if they went to work this morning, maybe they work later on tonight. And they say, alright, I'm gonna make some time, grab my bicycle, and meet up with this club. And we're all going to ride down Broadway together in a bunch of bicycles looking stupid. But they don't look, they don't think they look stupid. They think they look awesome. And I respect that. You know? I think they are going to just, they're all going to meet up somewhere at the end. Have a couple drinks. And go back home. And tell their wife or their husband how good today was. And probably watch something on NBC or not. I don't know. What a life. I can't do that. I can't just get off of work and say, all right, I'm going to stop by the local something and then go home. I'm so comfortable in this life right now where I work, go home, and play my video games. And I know that sucks, man. I'm in my 30s. It's like, grow up. Find something to do besides video games. Because it's sucking up my life, man. And I'm aware of that. I do know this. It's time sucking. I'm not getting anything done. It's sad. But it's just something I do. And I hear other people do it. And they get far on these games or whatever. And I'm thinking, how the fuck do you do it? You know, you go on a Battlefield or a Call of Duty or any kind of game and everyone's so much better and they got so much shit unlocked. And I'm thinking, well, fuck, I take so much time out of my day to play this goddamn game and I'm barely this far. I can't imagine how much they're playing. So what is it? Are they just naturally better? Or they just have no life? They have no job? Or they have no outside life. Because as much video games as I play and bullshit that I do at home, I still go out. I do have a club. I do have a place to go, you know, that I make time for. You know, the karaoke. Once or twice a week. It's usually twice. I'll go out. Meet other like minds. We talk about music and some other wacky, stupid bullshit. We'll drink our beers. And we'll hang out. So I guess that's my club. Do we look stupid to those who stay home every day, never go to bars, and don't drink unless it's like somebody's birthday? Sure. We might look like fools. We might look like losers. And so that's why I'm not going to talk shit about the biker guys. I'm not going to talk shit about those people doing CrossFit across the street. I'm not gonna talk shit about that dude with the sweet ass Lamborghini earlier. And I guess I shouldn't talk shit about that old couple that turned in the wrong, you know, area. Instead of going through the triangle, they went through, whatever. I guess what I'm trying to say is don't hate. You don't know what's going on in people's lives. If somebody wants to play video games all day and feel better about themselves, so be it. And if somebody wants to be socially awkward, but every once in a while they'll come out and sing some songs and, you know, I don't know. And drink unsweet tea. You know, I drink unsweet tea. I love it. Look, check this out. I'm about to finish this bottle. All right, man. That was good. I finished the whole bottle. That's how you know that I at least enjoyed it. Let's check out the ingredients before we go. Water and black tea, citric acid, well, that's it. Fuck. That went by quick. Made by Lipton, guys. Lipton Presents. Yeah, 25 millis of caffeine. They say, we're here to help. Pureleaf.com. Refrigerate after opening. You ain't gotta worry about that, brudda. I fucking chugged that shit, man. That was good. That was a good tea. I give that a 5 out of 5. And sure, I like going out. If my car worked, I'd be going out more. But this is kind of a nice little break that I needed. I don't know. I might go out anyway. It's not even about going out, though. It's not even about going out and getting drunk in front of strangers or whatever. It's just hanging out with buddies and doing stuff that I love. Either watching people play great music or singing. And I know it sounds like I'm overly defensive about it, but I'm just trying to counterbalance the whole, I wasn't mocking the bicycle people. I think their outfits are genuinely really cool. They all look like Super Sentai warriors, man. They got their little helmets on. They're just trying to get healthy, and maybe I should try to get healthy too. Maybe we could all learn a lesson from the bicycle gang. Or I could go home, open up the rest of that coffee. Yeah, I don't know if I finished off on that, but that coffee, I just felt it flowing through my veins, and it gave me like this adrenaline like rush throughout my body, and it was a little scary. I'm thinking that was a little bit of a leftover shroom tea bullshit. That's my guess. I don't know how much that stuff stays in your system, but who knows. Don't do drugs, guys. Don't drink and drive. God damn it. Alright. Yeah, don't do drugs. Stay in school. Or flunk school, man. You don't gotta stay in school. Everyone says stay in school, but maybe It depends. It depends. You know what? Fuck the school. Like, do whatever you want with school. Just saying, don't drink and drive. And find your passion. And don't get drunk and steal pickles. Your friends will never let you down with that. I don't even like pickles that much. I don't know why I stole that pickle. I'm sorry, hot dog stand. Alright, guys.